On the day after Thanksgiving, NPR listeners across the country heard WMUK's general manager, Gordon Bolar, talk with StoryCorps founder David Isay. They discussed Gordon's son, Corporal Matthew T. Bolar, who was killed in 2007 on his second tour of duty in Iraq.
I want him to be remembered as somebody who cared about other people, and he cared about his family back home. And he served his country, and that was his highest calling, and he did it with honor. That's how I want him to be remembered.
StoryCorps is starting a Military Voices initiative to hear from active duty service members, veterans, and their families. WMUK's Gordon Bolar will be at the Library of Congress today for the launch of the Military Voices initiative. I spoke with him last week.
Well, that initiative is to capture the voices of veterans and their families, primarily since 9/11. And obviously the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are certainly, you know, the subject matter of a lot of that. No, not necessarily all of that. And that initiative really will focus, the launch at the Library of Congress will focus on that Military Voices initiative, which is part of StoryCorps.
How did you get involved? Why will you be there?
Well, first of all, let's go back to the fact that we, WMUK, sponsored a StoryCorps residency here. In 2007, we had the mobile Airstream trailer in Bronson Park. We captured a lot of voices from our community, although that wasn't a Military Voices initiative. And on the heels of that, Gordon, as you may know, I got the news that our son, Matthew Bolar, was killed in Iraq. That was kind of the day that the mobile unit rolled out of town. Dave Isay, who's founder and president of StoryCorps, took a great interest in the story that I was, I guess you could say, inspired to tell about my son. You know, I had been in Bronson Park and saw all of these people go into that trailer, and I was really inspired by some of the stories that came out of there. I won't forget the story of the woman who, you know, had gone through the drug treatment court and, you know, had turned her life around and had an emotional exchange that we broadcast, I believe, with her daughter. You know, the courage of those kind of people to go out and tell their stories, I guess, inspired me. So that's my connection. I was interviewed by Dave Isay on Morning Edition. We carried it here on WMUK a week ago last Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. And I was able to tell Matthew's story of, you know, one of courage and honor and service to the country. So that's my involvement with it, and, you know, the connection is there.
Will the Military Voices Initiative, as you understand it, work in the same sort of basic structure that StoryCorps does, where people sit down and share a story?
Yes. We may not have a mobile Airstream trailer. You know, that may not come to pass. I think they have a traveling unit that with recorders and that kind of thing. But it's my hope that in the future, StoryCorps and the Military Voices Initiative will come to Kalamazoo. I would like to see them connect with some veterans groups here I've made contact with, certainly with our institution, Western Michigan University. You know, we're one of the most military-friendly schools in the country, and I think there's certainly some stories here from veterans and family members on campus that could be captured. That's not definite, but I'm looking forward to the day when that happens here in our community.
Let's stipulate here that probably everybody has to decide when and how much they want to share about a story as personal as this. But did you find it in some way helpful to you to sit down with Dave Isay and talk about Matthew and talk about your experience and what you went through?
I did. I found it empowering. I found it healing. And I was really glad to get that chance to tell Matthew's story and all that surrounded it. It's something that, you know, I know there's so many stories out there. I know that there are, my perspective on this from being, I guess, a family of a military member who served, people don't know, people don't realize what the multiple deployments does to families, what it, you know, the kinds of strains that it puts on a marriage, that kind of thing, the kind of strains that it puts on children in many cases. Those kinds of stories need to be shared. They need to be told, and I'm hoping the Military Voices Initiative will do that. I know it will.
WMUK General Manager Gordon Boldar will be at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. today for the launch of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. You can find links with more information at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.